Okay, today we're going to learn Perek Dalet, Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet. Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet talk about how much truma a person is supposed to give. So like a very, very fundamental topic in this Masechta, and that is, this is Masechta's truma, so we need to know, how much are you supposed to actually give for truma? So says the Mishnah, shir truma, the amount, there is no shir in the Torah of how much you give for truma. The halacha is that chita achas is poteres is kolakri. You give even one stalk of wheat, and that could pater a giant silo from truma. Mida oraisa, but midrabanan, there is a proper shear for truma, or at least a guideposts in terms of how much is a reasonable amount that a person should give for truma. So shear truma, ayin yafa echem erbayim. If a person is generous, he should give 1/40th of his produce as truma. Beishami omer mishloshim. Beishami says even more generous. He should give 1/30th. Vabeinunis mechamishim vara mishishim. If a person is average, he gives 1/50th, which is what we normally assume in all the examples we've been giving throughout the Masechta, that we assume 2%, we assume 1/50th, and if a person is particularly stingy, then 1/60th. Tarim va'al b'yadoach mishishim, if a person was mafresh truma and he ended up with 1/60th coming up, even though he's normally a more generous person, but as it turns out, what he grabbed just happened to be 1/60th. So the halacha is truma ve'eno tzarich litrum. That counts as truma, and he doesn't go back and take any more truma, because the amount that he took meets the guideposts, even though it's not up to snuff in terms of his normal expectations of himself, but it still meets the criteria. But Chazar v'Hosef, and that's why if he then goes back and tries to take more truma, Chayiv b'Maisros, well, it's not truma, it's tevel, and therefore whatever he takes is still going to be Chayiv in Maisros. If, let's say, the case is a little different, when he grabs some truma, he didn't grab 1/60th, he grabbed less than 1/60th, 1/61th or something like that, whatever you call it, he grabbed less than 1/60th. Then the halach is truma, but v'yachzor v'yitrom k'mo shu lamud b'midah mishkol minyan. Then what he took is truma, but he should go take truma again, and when he goes to take truma again to be mashlim, the normal shear that he would normally give, then he's allowed to actually weigh it and measure it and everything like that. Because even though we had said that you're not supposed to give truma in exact precise numbers, I think we learned that back in the first parak or something, that you're not allowed to give truma in exact precise weighing and measuring and numbers, that over here he gave the initial truma without weighing and measuring and everything, so when he's just being mashlim, he's allowed to do with precision. He's allowed to do it with precision, because that only, the halacha of not weighing, is only when it comes to normal separation of truma, not to any additional just being mashlim, because the whole purpose of the additional separation is to reach a particular amount. So if the whole purpose of the additional separation is to reach a particular amount, it's mistaver that you're allowed to do that particular amount. So generally speaking, the truma is supposed to be given min amukaf, that you're supposed to give it from whatever is in the vicinity. The Tanakhama apparently held that applies even when you're being mashlim. Even if you accidentally took too little at first, and now you're being mashlim, you also have to be mashlim min amukaf. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af shalom min amukaf. Rabbi Yehuda says, when you're being mashlim, when you're just completing the amount that you need, you could do that shalom min amukaf. And the Mishnah Rishonah explains, because the two topics are connected to each other, meaning why is it that you're supposed to take min amukaf? Because if you're not taking min amukaf, it's going to be very difficult to estimate, and you're not allowed to measure. So the only way to estimate is if it's min amukaf and you see everything in front of you. But since we said that when you're taking the additional stuff, you don't have to estimate, and you're allowed to measure it precisely, so good, so you're allowed to measure it precisely, and therefore it can also be shalom min amukaf, because you're measuring it precisely anyway, so there's no requirement for mukaf. That is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnah Dalet also discusses the proper amount of truma to be given, but in a different context, in the context of a shaliach. What if I make someone a shaliach to be mafresh truma for me? So which of the guideposts should he use to be mafresh? Homer l'shluchot, say utrom. You tell your shliach, go take truma for me. Tarim kedaita shal bal habayis. The shliach has to assess what kind of person I am. If I'm the kind of person that generally is a very stingy person, he should give 1/60th. If I'm an average person, 1/50th. If I'm a generous person, he should give 1/40th. He has to do based on what he thinks I would actually want. Imeni yodea daita shal bal habayis. If he doesn't know me so well, he doesn't know how stingy or generous I am, then toreim kabeninis. Then he should give the average, which is echad mi chamish. Kiddushin. That's the default. We always assume 2%. Piches Hasara Hosef Hasara Truma. So Truma, if he guessed wrong, meaning he gave 1/40th and really I'm stingy and I only like to give 1/60th, or I'm average, I give to 1/50th, or he guessed wrong in the other direction, the Truma still counts. But in Niskavein Lohosif Afilu Achas Ein Truma So Truma. If his Kavana was to be off, meaning he knew that I'm a very stingy person, but he wants to teach me a lesson. Why am I so stingy? So he decided he's going to give 1/40th of my produce for Truma, even though I'm a stingy person. So then he's not doing my shlichus. So if he's not doing my shlichus, he's not being faithful to what I asked him to do, and therefore the shlichus is null and void, and it doesn't count as Truma bichlal. So let's quickly review what we did today. In Mishnah Gimel, we said that there are three guideposts for Truma. Echon me'arba'im is for someone generous. Sham, I thought Echon mishlishim. Echon mechamishim is for average. Echon mishishim is for someone who's more stingy. If you initially take Truma and you got within those guideposts, that's it. Nothing you take after that will count as Truma. But if you initially take Truma and fell short of those guideposts, then you're allowed to be mafresh more. And when you're mafresh more, you can even measure it exactly. And there's a machlokas. When you're mafresh more, does it have to be min hamukaf or not? Then in Mishnah Dalet we said that if a person is made a shaliach to be mafresh truma, he has to assess what the das of the balabais is, and if he guesses incorrectly, that's fine, but if he purposely guesses incorrectly, he purposely gets it incorrect, then that is not okay, then it's not going to be a valid hafrashas truma. But Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey.